This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Oh, my gosh, the days get wilder and wilder and wilder. The only thing I could say is the winner out of all this is going to turn out to be Donald J. Trump. As sure as I'm standing here, that's why I wrote the book, The Trump Rules. I'm telling you, Trump's going to come out the winner of all this. We are under attack, massive attack. The deep state is going wild. Cory Booker, what a fraud on the floor of the United States Senate. But before I even get to that, there's even bigger news. First of all, the sad news, Burt Reynolds is dead, 82 years old, one of the great Hollywood legends of all time. Burt Reynolds is dead, handsome film and television star, dashing leading man, known for his acclaimed performances in Deliverance and Boogie Nights, Off-Screen Life, which included relationships with Lonnie Anderson, Sally Field, Dinah Shore. He's died at age 92, his death confirmed by his agent, Todd Eisner. One of the great, handsome, tough guys in movie history. What a life Burt Reynolds had. And he is gone. So just wanted to open up with that. I know that my listeners are not generally, 16 and 17 and 19 years old. My listeners tend to be a little bit on the older side because conservatives tend to be 50 and up. And conservative talk radio tends to be 50 and up. And so anybody who's 50 and over thinks of Burt Reynolds as a legend. And Burt is done. Burt is gone. Pray that he heads to heaven and has a great afterlife. Good luck to you, Bert. All right, this just in. Grand jury has been impaneled to investigate fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. I don't mean to tell you I told you so, but I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. I wrote about Andrew McCabe, but no one ever heard his name in their lives. I was the first guy to realize his wife took a payoff to run for office while he was investigating Hillary and exonerated Hillary. They called it a campaign contribution. It is a payoff. It is a payoff. Grand jury and panel to investigate fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. You're going up the river, Andrew. I predicted it from day one. I rooted for it from day one. I will celebrate it when you go. Fry, baby, fry. The fraud of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and your buddy James Comey is going to the same place, my friend. You better all get ready to wear pinstripes, because I'm telling you, the FBI leadership is going to prison for many, many years. These are bad people. Bad, bad people. They tried to get Trump, and it looks like Trump got them. Federal prosecutors in Washington using a grand jury to investigate whether McCabe purposely misguided officials over his role in unauthorized disclosures to the Wall Street Journal. Many witnesses have been impaneled to testify against McCabe. Okay, more breaking news. You think I'll get to the Kavanaugh hearings? You think I'll get to Colin Kaepernick? This is such a busy news day. I pushed Kavanaugh hearings and Kaepernick to the third and fourth and fifth stories because there's so much news out there. Breaking news. Beto O'Rourke running against Ted Cruz in Texas. Another commie scum. Another thug commie. His campaign text message asks for the undocumented immigrant vote. I have been saying, Donald Trump has been saying, we have been shouting from the highest mountains for how many years now that Democrats are recruiting illegals to vote and there's millions fraudulently voting. And Democrats keep going, you're crazy, you're nuts, you're conspiracy theorists, you're making it up, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. They've always been voting. They're lined up in Las Vegas to vote. They can't speak English. You think they're legal? They, because of motor voter, they're getting driver's license, and while they're at the DMV, they're getting the right to vote. They hand them their voting forms right there automatically. And by law, they're not allowed to ask if you're legal or illegal. And you don't think Democrats are rounding up illegals to vote? They accuse Trump of rounding up illegals to deport criminals. They are criminals, and we can and will deport them. But you're rounding them up to get them to vote so Democrats win elections. It's complete, utter fraud. Beto O'Rourke, rather than stem the tide of illegal immigrants pouring across the U.S. southern border, Congressman Beto O'Rourke wants to open the floodgates. An August weekend, Democratic candidate Beto O'Rourke admitted he wanted to decriminalize unauthorized border crossings. He wants to make it legal for any foreigner to openly cross into America without going through the legal process. Now this. A text message from an alleged Beto O'Rourke texting team volunteer asked Democratic voters to help transport undocumented immigrants to the polls to vote. Don't you see what's going on? They're giving your nation away to foreigners who are here illegally. A person who was a spokesman for U.S. Oh, this must be their response, I would guess. Let's see. A person who was a spokesman for U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke's Senate campaign said was pretending to be a texting team volunteer, sent an unauthorized message to voters Wednesday asking them to help transport undocumented immigrants to the polls. Hi, it's Patsy here with Beto for Texas. Our records indicate you're a supporter. We're in search of volunteers to help transport undocumented immigrants to polling booths so they will be able to vote. Would you be able to support this grassroots effort? The text message circulated on social media Wednesday afternoon. By the evening, the campaign denied authorizing the message. Yeah, just like Jackie Rosen's campaign denies that I've been harassed by a Jackie Rosen's volunteer. Right. It was sent by an imposter spokesman, Chris Evans, told the American Statesman, but we're continuing to look into what happened. That's exactly what Jackie Rosen's communications director or whoever it was told me. Exact same thing. Oh, we can't find anyone. It wasn't us, but we'll continue to look into it. We're investigating. Yeah, okay. Right. And then we come to the SCOTUS hearing, Supreme Court of the United States hearing, confirmation hearing. And I told you so when it came to Andrew of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. It took me a second. I was thinking Andrew McCarthy in my mind. I knew that didn't sound right. Andrew McCabe of the FBI told you so. Well, I told you so about this one, too. Liberals, you're in a dream world. Brett Kavanaugh is in. He's the next Supreme Court justice. He is in. You cannot stop him. Nah, 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 nah. Brett Kavanaugh faces final round of questions and just literally flies through it. And in the audience is his girls' basketball team. Girls' basketball team. That's how you win a battle like this. That's exactly how you win. But, of course, you got Cory Booker attempting to destroy his chances. He violated Senate rules and challenges Republicans to expel him from the Senate. Senator Cory Booker attempted to inject controversy into the third day of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation hearing Thursday, when by his own reckoning he violated Senate rules and leaked confidential emails from Kavanaugh's time in the George Bush White House. And then he challenged Senator Cornyn to kick him out of the Senate. He admitted he was in violation of the Senate rule Cornyn had called him on, which allows for expulsion from the Senate. Cory Booker said, I knowingly violated the rules that were put forth, and I'm told the committee confidential rules have no consequences, he said, and then sought to justify his actions as civil disobedience. Always leaning on civil disobedience. Sir, I come from a long line, as all of us do as Americans. Understand what that kind of civil disobedience is. I understand the consequences, so I am right now before you. I'm going to release the email about racial profile, and I, under penalty that comes with potential ousting from the Senate. And if Senator Cornyn believes I violated Senate rules, I openly invite and accept the consequences of any team releasing that email right now. Booker then began referencing an email chain which he claims Kavanaugh was on titled Racial Profiling. The chain is one of many of the hundreds of thousands of documents from Kavanaugh's time as White House Staff Secretary that were categorized as committee confidential by the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, meaning committee members may review them, but they cannot be released to the public. Booker, like his Democratic colleagues on the committee, repeatedly objected to this characterization generally, but pushed specifically on this email chain, repeatedly claiming There was no national security or personal information justification for the determination of confidentiality. Isn't it funny how Democrats don't understand the word confidentiality? When Hillary breaks national security and confidentiality, it's not a crime to them. And when in the Senate you name something confidential and you're not allowed to disclose it, Booker says, again, it doesn't matter, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. And you know he wants to make a martyr of himself. The plan was to get Cornyn to kick him out of the United States Senate and create a firestorm of white versus black. John Cornyn is white. The Republican Party is mostly white. Cory Booker is a black United States senator. I'm trying to think if there's another black U.S. senator. Is he the only black United States senator? I can't think right now if there's another. Oh, Kamala Harris. So there is at least one other black United States senator. So he wanted them to force him to kick him out. He would have said it's racism, it's black against white, Donald Trump's people are racist, the entire Republican Party is racist. It's unbelievable. When Chairman Grassley tried to regain control of the hearing, Booker continued to proudly insist he was breaking the rules. I'm knowingly violating the rules. Grassley said, okay, how many times do you want to tell us that? I'm saying right now that I'm releasing committee confidential documents, Booker told him. It incensed Cornyn, then tried to take Booker to task for a stand, which he saw as a publicity stunt tied to Booker's rumored 2020 presidential ambitions. This irresponsible and conduct unbecoming a senator, Cornyn said. Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of confidentiality. But see, guess what? It didn't do anything. Total dud. Booker's release of Kavanaugh's emails didn't impress anybody. Nobody. It wasn't even a bad email. In the email, Kavanaugh, who was working as a lawyer in the Bush White House, said he generally favored race-neutral security measures, but said they need to grapple with the interim question of what to do before a truly effective and comprehensive race-neutral system is developed and implemented. This was in the days after 9/11. To make sure we have security at the airport and you and your children don't die at the hands of a Muslim radical suicide bomber. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, another crazy, crazy news day. War, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV in our third hour. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You'll only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. They don't make wars like this in Australia or Britain or Canada or any communist country. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, our beloved U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values. And our beloved GOP. This show comes to you from the edutainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They are the new title sponsor of the show. And if you tune into my Newsmax TV show, you know for the last 4 or 5 months, they sponsored my entire Newsmax TV show, which is a very expensive endeavor, like 4 times more expensive than sponsoring radio, even though it's national radio. TV is just a whole other launching pad, a whole other world. And we are in the U.S. Gold Bureau studios. Now they're sponsoring both my TV and radio show, and you got to thank guys who are putting that kind of money where their mouth is to help Wayne Allen Root, to help USA Radio, to help Newsmax TV, to help all of you in the conservative movement. To get our message out, thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. And I've teamed up with the professionals of the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. 6 different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. It includes the first ever silver Krugerrand, the silver American flag, silver American eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins investment quality. Make the perfect start or addition to your portfolio. Get 6 coins for only $99. Portfolio previously sold for more than $300. Available right now only to my listeners for $99. And you get free shipping and free delivery insurance. Call right now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/roots. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. We love when you call us, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically, 833-927-8255. Root for America is the website. On Twitter, you can find me at Real Wayne Root. And my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. All right. Again, not only was I right about Andrew McCabe. Right. I told you so. Before anyone else in this country. And I told you, Kavanaugh was going to get smooth delivery, smooth sailing. He'll get 55 votes. Kavanaugh's in. Democrats can huff and puff and scream all they want to. Kavanaugh's in. But the other big thing is that Democrats just want to bring down Trump so badly, because they can't stand that he's succeeding. It drives them crazy. He's succeeding. U.S. productivity jumped to the best pace in 3 years after Trump's metals tariffs kicked in. The productivity of non-farm workers rose at an annualized rate of 2.9% in the second quarter of 2018. That comes from the Department of Labor. Productivity measures the output of goods and services for each hour worked. This is the best quarterly growth rate since the first 3 months of 2015. The good news on productivity is all the more notable because the hours worked was revised up from an initial reading released last month. That would have been a drag on productivity if output were not also revised up. The combination suggests an economy that is still gaining strength. The manufacturer sector's productivity was revised up to an increase of 1.5% from previously reported increase of 0.9. Durable goods manufacturing, which is particularly exposed to tariffs, rose 1.1%. As output rose 2.9, hours worked rose 1.8%. The revival of productivity growth, particularly in manufacturing, defies predictions of economists who said rising tariffs would hurt U.S. productivity by shifting resources into less productive U.S. businesses protected by trade barriers. So Trump is working his magic again. And the latest poll, you don't want to hear the latest poll, Nike favorability crashes 34% with the Kaepernick ad campaign. 34% down. You should see the letters I got from crazy liberals. Ken, Nike will do great. You're an idiot. Oh, my God. I got so many letters from moronic liberals telling me how stupid I am because the only thing that matters is that Nike sells to young people and black people, and nobody cares about old white men like Wayne Root. Oh, boy, do I hate liberals. You are the most disgusting people the world has ever known. You're despicable lowlives and thugs, every one of you. And every time I prove you wrong and I send you a stat that proves you wrong, you call me a vile curse word. Because you're all losers. Pathetic, disgusting, despicable losers. Bye-bye.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Thursday, Senator Cory Booker previously released confidential documents from Judge Brett Kavanaugh's past into the public declaring it an act of civil disobedience and saying he was ready to be kicked out of the Senate for his behavior. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Booker's behavior.
I think people know the political motivations are behind a lot of the shenanigans that are going on, and it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to be trying to turn this into a circus instead of asking your questions. If you've got questions about rulings he's made, he's got a real record.
Actor and director Burt Reynolds passed away today at the age of 82 years old due to a heart attack. Reynolds starred in the TV show Gunsmoke for 3 years and was also in Smokey and the Bandit and also Cannonball Run and Deliverance. Twitter permanently banned Alex Jones and InfoWars accounts today, saying the accounts violated the company's abusive behavior policies. Jones was also banned from the Twitter-owned Periscope. This is USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is exploding. I've got the hottest show on Newsmax TV by far. Number one show on national TV network. The fastest growing cable news channel in America. In 50 million homes and growing fast. On DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, and many others. Who is it? We had a caller yesterday from Palm Beach in Florida who said they finally got me on their cable, which was, I think they said AT&T, if I'm not mistaken. So we are growing fast and adding cable systems left and right. But if it's not on your cable system, like right here in Las Vegas, can you imagine? I do a national show from Vegas, and we're not on Cox Cable in Vegas. We're on CenturyLink, but I think that's only like 10% of all the people in Vegas, and like the other 90% are on Cox Cable. So contact this phone number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. You'll be directed to Newsmax TV, and they will ask for your zip code. You'll give it to them, and they will connect you right to your cable carrier, your cable system, and toll-free on as part of the free phone call. And then you'll just tell the cable system, I want my Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Allen Root. You've got to get it, or I'm going to switch to DirecTV or Dish TV. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. All right. We've got our guest here, Thomas Gipping, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Deputy Director of the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Thomas Gipping, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
By the way, today's been a rough day. First, Burt Reynolds died, and now I see a notice that Rich DeVos passed away today. What a tough day. One of my listeners just told me. I wasn't even getting it from Fox News. Rich DeVos was one of the two founders of Amway. And millions of people in America, obviously not young kids now, but older people, did became a part of Amway, one of the most successful billion-dollar companies in the history of multi-level marketing in the United States of America. Brilliant entrepreneur, I believe the owner of an NBA team, the Orlando team, if I'm not mistaken, Rich DeVos, and I believe related to the woman who was Donald Trump's Secretary of Education. Was that his wife, maybe, or is that his daughter? I'm not quite sure.
Betsy DeVos is Rich's daughter.
Daughter, okay. So Rich DeVos, the father of Betsy DeVos, has passed away, and he was a good man and a good symbol of capitalism in America. Tough day today. All right, so Thomas.
By the way, he was very helpful to me. I grew up in Michigan, which is where he was from, and back in 1980, so that was 38 years ago, he was the finance chairman for the Republican Party, the National Convention that nominated Reagan was in Detroit, and Mr. DeVos helped me to get a job there that summer. I was only 19 years old. He was very helpful to me and really a great leader of the party. It got me started on a great career and the beginning of the Reagan Revolution. So I'm really appreciative of him.
Well, we got the right guy on the phone today. At the very moment of Rich DeVos's passing away, we got a guy who was helped by Rich DeVos, in a personal one-on-one way. So up close and personal, very impressive, Thomas, to hear that. And I'm sorry for Rich DeVos's passing. I didn't know him, but I certainly had many, many friends of the family who were involved in Amway over the years, and eventually I was hired to speak at several major Amway events with thousands of people in the audience, and I'm sure Rich DeVos was the one who made the final decision to hire Wayne Root at a major convention. So I never met him, but I thank him and Amway for giving me a shot to speak at Amway events all around the country. Thomas, you're Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation and Deputy Director of the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. We got you on the show because with that kind of a resume and pedigree, we wanted you to talk about Cory Booker and the Kavanaugh hearings. First of all, the madness I've witnessed the last 3 days. Has anyone ever seen anything like this in the history of Washington at a hearing for a Supreme Court nominee? Has anyone ever come close to this even?
No, I don't think so. This is my 11th Supreme Court nomination that I've been involved in. I've worked in this field of judicial appointments for 30 years and have never seen anything like either the sort of disruption and obstruction by senators or, of course, the insanity of these people screaming and shrieking in the audience. And actually, I've heard a couple clips of interviews with them, and they don't have any idea what they're protesting. So it's been a circus.
So they are joined hands together with the Black Lives Matter protesters who never have any idea why they're protesting, and the NFL players who take a knee that don't have any idea why they're taking a knee. I think all these liberal groups should get together and give each other a group hug and then head over to the rubber room insane asylum because they all need some help, every one of them. They have no clue why they're upset. So obviously you weren't around. You sound young. You weren't around for Bork, right?
No, I was in law school then, but the first Supreme Court nomination I worked on was actually Justice Scalia's. I was in law school, but I was working for him the summer of 1986 when he was appointed. And then the next year when Bork was defeated, I was finishing school.
Where did you go to law school, by the way?
The State University of New York at Buffalo.
Oh, very good. You a New Yorker?
No, I grew up mostly in Michigan, and actually City Buffalo, even among American law schools, was a really left-wing school. I started the Federalist Society chapter there in 1984, and it was a real adventure.
Don't feel bad. You'll be jealous when I tell you that I graduated from Columbia University, so you want to talk about liberal. Columbia is like, you know, the liberals are conservative at Columbia. Columbia is communist. Columbia is communist-occupied territory. Most incredible thing you've ever seen. Everyone I went to school with hated the United States of America and wanted to bring it down. It's hard to even believe the people that go to these Ivy League schools are like this, but that was what I found. I'm a witness. I would take a lie detector test. I'd pass it with flying colors. They hated America and said it every day and said their goal in life was to destroy America and capitalism and bring it down. And I was there. I witnessed them standing ovation, clapping when they thought Reagan was shot and killed. At first, they thought he was assassinated, and my class gave a standing ovation. How do you like those ones, Thomas?
Well, that is kind of the state of the country right now. people can talk all they want about the elites, but, you know, the school you went to, that's about as elite as it gets. And look what happens when these kids get a little bit of freedom.
It's scary. So, I mean, you know, when people say things are bad, this is the worst they've ever been. But I was there at Columbia. They were pretty bad. In those days, they hated Reagan with kind of the same intensity that they now hate Trump and act like it's the worst ever, but they hated Reagan the same kind of way, and they wanted him to die. They wished him to die. So it's, you know, it really hasn't changed that much, except things have gone a step further when senators shriek that they're breaking the law and they're breaking Senate law, and they demand that you expel them from the Senate. He was daring him to expel it. Tell us what this whole Cory Booker thing, it actually wasn't breaking Senate rules because it was part of what was released legally the night before. So he was just screaming about something that he was releasing against Senate rules that really had already been cleared, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important to get a little context here. The Judiciary Committee has received more than 400,000 pages of material and has already released most of that to the general public. You can see it all on the committee's website. There's a smaller portion of those documents. And by the way, there's three different federal laws that govern how those documents in different categories have to be handled. Booker and his friends haven't told you that. But the committee has a smaller set of those documents that it is still reviewing before it can release publicly, but they do make them available to senators and their staff. For some reason, Booker didn't like that, even though that procedure exists so that he and the other senators on the committee can actually access the material more quickly. So he made this big show of saying, well, you can call it committee confidential, but I'm going to release these emails that I want to discuss with Kavanaugh. Even if you're going to kick me out of the Senate, this is my moment. I'm willing to take responsibility and all of that. When, in fact, as the chairman of the committee, Chuck Grassley, had explained repeatedly, all he had to do, which he did the night before, was ask that those specific documents be released publicly. And they were. So he didn't tell anybody that. He made it seem like he was falling on his sword. He did everything but douse himself in gasoline and light himself on fire. But actually, it was all just for show.
But the point was, he kept screaming that, you know, why don't you expel me, expel me, expel me? I mean, all of this is obviously because he wanted to be expelled so that he could make this, I think, a, you know, a foundation for his presidential run, and I think, B, he wanted to make this to a racist situation. A white guy just suspended a black guy in the U.S. Senate, and I was just, you know, just like Colin Kaepernick, I was falling on my principle. I mean, that would have been a white-black thing, don't you think? That was their goal, I believe.
Well, I think for Booker, race is practically the only issue that he ever talks about. So any controversy, any situation, any other issue that he talks about or comes in contact with, he's going to frame it in terms of race. That's what he's chosen as his number one way of looking at the world. And, the emails that he wanted to discuss with Judge Kavanaugh had to do with, they were from the period of time in the early 2000s when Kavanaugh was working in the White House, and they had to do with racial profiling. But if you actually read the emails that he made public, you find that Kavanaugh opposed racial profiling.
Right, I read them, and they weren't bad at all. There was nothing bad about him. He comes across like a...
Not at all.
Let me tell you, he comes across better than I would have, let's put it that way. So I would have said, hey, we just had a terror attack. My God, what's the big deal if you search someone who looks like he might be a terrorist a little bit more than everybody else? That's not a terrible thing. And, of course, they would have said Wainwright's a racist for saying that. But he didn't even say that. So I think he did very good. When are they doing the vote, by the way, Thomas?
I think the committee will vote probably within 2 weeks. And hopefully the full Senate will vote by the end of the month. And I do think they'll be confirmed.
Yeah, I believe so, too. It looks to me like he's going to fly by with confirmation. So, too bad, Democrats. Thomas Gipping from the Heritage Foundation and the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Thank you, Thomas. God bless.
Hey, Glad. It's glad to be here.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes. 10% or more.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
Standing up for what's right.
helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment sponsored by Liberty Health Share. Phone number 855-58-LIBERTY. You want an alternative to the grossly overcharging health insurance companies. Call Liberty HealthShare, Christian health sharing organization. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I am a member. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 more than I would have had if I had joined some health insurance company like Aetna. They used to charge me $2,000 a month. These guys charge me $400 and change. Call 855-58-LIBERTY if you want to live like Wayne Root, baby. LibertyHealthShare.org. All right, so I told you I'd come back and tell you about Nike. 34% favorability crashes, 34% with the Kaepernick ad campaign. According to the poll via Axios, Nike's numbers dropped 34 points almost overnight since the Kaepernick deal. According to Axios, while Nike could face negative purchasing consideration as a result of the campaign, experts argue the sports goods giant likely calculated those risks and deemed it would not impact its bottom line significantly despite any short-term pushback. According to the poll, before Nike announced Kaepernick as the face of the ad campaign, only 2% of Americans reported hearing something negative about Nike. That number increased to 33% after the announcement. The poll found that purchasing intent was down after the announcement. Earlier morning consult polling shows that brands have relatively little upside in wading into issues that involve President Trump. Another key finding of the poll was that Nike's favorability not only didn't improve among African Americans, it actually declined. This finding is particularly devastating considering it was widely reported Nike decided to embrace Kaepernick to increase their already considerable appeal among blacks. So there you have it. I was on Kevin Walsh's show earlier today, right on this channel. Of course, I'm nationally syndicated, but I'm speaking to you from KBET, 790 AM. It's my flagship home station. And I was on Kevin Walsh's show, who's on every day from 9 a.m. to noon West Coast time. And I'm his guest on Thursdays, and I was talking about Kaepernick, and I said, they don't get it, Nike. Number one, you know, you can argue that my customers are all black people, young black kids, except some of your customers are young white kids. and they're not going to buy for you. So what if your customers are 70% black and 30% white? Do you want to lose a large percentage of 30% white? That's number one. Number two, I just proved to you with this poll that you didn't help yourself with black people either. They heard something negative happen, and now they think more negative about you. You did nothing to help yourself. Number three, the average person that buys stock is anywhere from a middle class to upper middle class to rich white person on Wall Street. You know, last I checked, there's nothing racist about what I'm saying. I grew up in New York. I spent lots of time on Wall Street. Everybody's white. So if white wealthy people on Wall Street are the ones who buy stocks, then you just screwed yourself. Your stock price will lose billions over time. Number three, do you think a lot of kids, a lot of 50-year-old white people don't buy sneakers, but they buy them for their kids and grandkids? Don't you think a lot of kids who love sneakers go, grandma, grandpa, daddy, mommy, I want sneakers? Kids don't have their own money. This is what everybody forgets. Where would kids make money? I don't know any kids who have money. My kids don't work at the age of 14. They say, Dad, I want sneakers. So obviously I'm going to tell them, great, buy any brand in the entire store except Nike. From now on, you're banned from buying Nike. If there are 63 million Trump voters, you don't think there's repercussions? God, are you people stupid? So what if some of your customers are black? What if all of them are black? What if 75% of them are black? That doesn't mean the other 25% should be crapped on? Really? Is that the way you run a business? But now the next issue with Nike. Here's a great article. Despite having a long documented history of allegedly employing workers at slave wages, the multinational Nike Corporation has become the face of social justice. I mean, I think that's hilarious. History of outsourcing and employing slave labor. The Nike Corporation, as Breitbart News reported, now right away liberals go, oh, Breitbart reported, I don't want to listen anymore, and they put their hands over their ears and go, na, 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 na. Democrats are like five-year-olds. Who says you can't find facts at Breitbart? As a matter of fact, I would argue everything you hear at CNN is fake news. As Breitbart News reported, Nike Corporation laid off 1,400 Americans last year in the state of Oregon, cutting out workers who were older and likely sending their jobs overseas. Just as they've done in the past. In 2015, a screen printing factory in Clarence, New York, used by Nike to make T-shirts that once employed nearly 170 Americans, announced it was closing up shop and sending the jobs to low-wage Honduras. The average minimum wage worker in Honduras earns less than $8,000 a year. Nike is into slave labor to make those sneakers that you think represent social justice. And look what you created. In demonstrations on Friday, because of low wages in Vietnam, matter of fact, the lowest wages in the world, workers burned cars and ransacked Nike's factory's office, saying Nike wasn't even paying them the $2.50 a day minimum wage. Can you imagine? Nike makes their sneakers in Vietnam where they're paid $2.50 a day, and they won't pay the full wage. They're really social justice warriors, aren't they? I'm going to ruin them in my column on Sunday. I'm writing my newspaper column tonight. Nike, you got a problem. It's called Wayne a la Root. Good luck.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Ah.